Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brown reaches second base with a double. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fuller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Cash moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguirre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Aguirre reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Brown reaches second base with a double. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brown moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, steps on third, and throws to Freehan, who tags Brown for the double play. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from SQ and he is out, Fuller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fuller hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alvis moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Vidal pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.